to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell. Welcome back, everyone. So it is the Ladies of Liverpool podcast. I'm here with Dave Kelly. We're sponsored by awesomeoffers.co.uk. Anything you want, but you want a half price, that's the website you need to go to. There are sponsors this week. Very, very grateful. We're going to pick up where we left off. So we've spoken about the Cayman Islands and our time together. We've loved all your feedback so far, so thank you very much. And now we continue on with the story that Dave's never ever told before publicly. It's been between him and his mates and his lovely Catherine. Dave, are you ready to take a deep breath?
Yeah, let's chat.
Let's go from the happiest turn of events to the roller coaster that came next.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So anyway, we go in and the doctor sits us down and goes, right, yeah, you're pregnant. Do you want to... Because at this point, we're thinking, are we? Is this weird? So they went, come on, let's get you into the machine where we'll test for the heartbeat and we'll do that.
Yeah.
And fucking hell, we've got video of it. It's the most mind-boggling thing ever, going, there's a little human in there that neither of us were supposed to be producing. This is obscene.
Did you know at this point it was a girl?
No. Hadn't said anything, so it's like super early. Yeah. So there's a day they did all the tests. So they showed us the heartbeat. Then they took all Kath's blood and everything, did all this stuff, and we're like, right, come back in a few weeks. And we're like, right, well, we're already 11, 12 weeks at this point because we just didn't know. So we started telling everybody, and we got to make that's the main amazing. We got to tell everybody we were pregnant. Phenomenal. And then we had a friend who was only 2 or 3 weeks behind us, or in front of us. Sorry, Sophie. And she had her 12-week blood test thing, or whenever it is. And they rang her up and went, yeah, nice one. We'll see you in whatever weeks. But they rang Catherine and went, yeah, can you come in? And so instantly, because we're always waiting for some bad news. And I tell you for what.
Niggling thinking this is too good to be true.
100%. And it was the biggest head fucker both of us ever had to deal with, because again, I'm on the radio at this point, trying to make out everything's great in life in Cayman. And, and like doing these other radio shows in Virgin Radio and here and stuff, just trying to make, you can't let on, can you?
No.
And like, if it was me and you on air, because I do the show on my own, I might have let on a little bit.
Yeah.
Because you're in a kind of responsible position where other people might be going through that.
Yeah.
And you sharing it can sometimes help.
And I think that was what people liked about our show, is we did bring a lot of our real life to it.
So
it?
I probably would have.
Yeah.
If... Because I talked about the bit at the end when it was finished, the initial We Can't Have Kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Clive dying. Jesus, my dog.
We went through a lot,
yeah.
Didn't we?
But anyway, so I had to change. Both of us had to change our entire life perspective. Like, and what I mean by that is you'd be out at the shops and you'd see a kid kicking off with its mum, and mum not able to control the kid, and dad being shouty dad, and it's still not listening. And me and Kath look at each other and go, God, we ain't got to deal with that shit. And you turn everything, like,
you turn everything into a negative.
Yeah, it's spin it. Yeah.
Yeah, you've got to.
And you'd be like, you'd ring your mates and go, can you come out? No, we can't find a sitter. Yeah. Never got to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
We'd span everything into a positive for us.
Completely reconditioned your brain.
But now trying to change all that back to, hey, we can live in Cayman because we haven't got to pay for nursery. We haven't got to pay for childcare. We haven't got none of that shit.
Yeah.
We've got all this expendable income, blah, blah. Holy shit balls, we just about make a living right now.
Yeah.
Well, we've got to find X amount of thousands of pounds a month to pay for all this extra shit. So it was difficult. No, that's not the right word. It wasn't difficult because, of course, you're just so ecstatic, but it was a head fuck. That's the only way to put it. Yeah. Twisting everything around.
Yeah.
So we got called in for this 12-week thing, and they sat us down, and it was still COVID-y in the, not in real life, but in medical institutions. So the lady we had a mask on. You couldn't really see her emotions. But you can tell she was struggling because we weren't meant to have kids. And she just told us we were having kids a few weeks ago, and she was feeling it too.
Yeah.
And I could tell just by looking at her eyes that were watery. I was like,
oh, she's got a cabin.
She's going to drop a bomb here. So I was ready for it. And I'll be honest with you, I don't ever think I let my guard down.
Yeah.
Kath did. She had a human inside her, and she did.
Yeah. She was a mum.
Yeah, totally. And they turned around and basically said, well, at the very start, they said, you are over 40. I think we're probably 40, 44 at that point. And they were like, this is high risk, really high risk. So we knew the problems, and they went, little baby, there's, I don't know if we'd been at that point. No, we hadn't. They said, we think we've got some problems.
Yeah.
There's all these red markers that are coming up. One of them was the Down syndrome marker. One of them was, and I apologize if people are going through this now and they can't, I'm using the wrong terminology, but you kind of blank it out.
Yeah.
But one of them was, she had water on the back of her neck.
Yeah.
Or I didn't know what to go at that point. And there was a problem with the heart and stuff. There was some really bad shit.
Yeah.
And they were like, we need to find out how bad things are.
Yeah.
So you need to go for an amniocentesis, where they put the needle into the actual, again, I'm really sorry for baby names and the terminology, but into the baby sack, as it were.
Yes, yeah.
But they can't do that.
They take fluid, don't they, from inside the sack. And
they don't do that in Cayman.
A lot of people will be listening.
Yeah, and get it. And again, I apologise because I literally blanked it all out of my brain.
You phone me and I'm like, my mum's had it. She had it with our Jack.
It's good. It's fine.
Expect
it happens.
But you know what?
Yeah.
This could be absolutely fine. Just get through this. All the things you're talking about. I know a friend whose little lad had a hole in the heart and they can do. And constantly I'm trying to be positive.
Yeah.
But I could tell by your position. You knew.
It was the hardest thing to watch Catherine just in that doctor's room. And it really does affect me when I talk this bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because that's when we found out. And when you're dealing with it,
yep.
And I'll explain why it was even worse when we were dealing with it in a minute, but you're just in survival mode.
Yeah.
But we weren't there. We were at home in Cayman, in the doctor, where we've been to loads of happy meetings in the past 3 or 4 weeks. And it was really, really shit. Like, breaks you kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we were both ruined. Mm-hmm. And so she said to, I didn't say to me and Catherine, I don't know if Catherine had gone or we were outside. I can't remember. But I just remember the doctor saying, you need to go to America now. I'm like, what? Now, you might not know about it here in Cayman, here in England, but there was a thing called Roe versus Wade at the time. Did that make its way over here? It was a big American thing because they were banning abortion.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah,
banning it completely.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had just got overturned, Roe versus Wade, that week.
Right.
So normally, standard practice is, Cayman's very religious and there's only certain things they'll do there.
Right.
They won't even do an amniocentesis.
Okay.
You have to leave the island.
Yeah.
That's a fairly regular occurrence. Mm-hmm. You pop to Miami. You've done it. Yeah. It's 45 minutes around the plane. Yeah. Not a problem. You go to Baptist Health and you're back in the day.
Yeah.
Everywhere has been told, no. All these clinics are shut. End of discussion. Because the knock-on effect was going to be, if it's as bad as we think it is, you're probably looking at having a termination.
Yeah.
I don't think they said this to Catherine. I think, like I said, things were set for a conversation with me. Bring it up to Catherine when you want. Mm-hmm. Come back and we'll talk to her, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I was like, right, okay. The chances are, we'll find out more, but I want you to be aware the chances don't look great.
Yeah.
From everything we've got back, it looks like it could be quite nasty.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, well, all right, we'll go to Miami. She's like, yeah, Miami's shut. Well, what are we going to do? And I remember having conversations back and forth with the doctor. And the answer was, you've got to go to New York. Cause that's pretty much the only place that you can get to reasonably. It's only 3 hours away.
Yeah.
That will do everything you need. And by everything you need, we mean amniocentesis, get the answer, and anything else that might follow on from that. Yeah.
And at this point, had they spoken to you what the cost of all this was going to be?
No, because your insurance will cover it. All fine.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely fine. Not even a question.
Yeah.
No. As a medical professional, they will tell you whether the baby has a chance of surviving or not.
Yeah. And they'll...
Done.
Yeah.
So I'm in the back of my head thinking, well, what do we do here? Mm-hmm. Cayman isn't... equips the wrong word. What's the best way of putting it without offending anybody? You don't see any wheelchairs.
Okay.
I don't see anyone.
That's bizarre, isn't it?
What sort of support? Well, this is what's going into my head. Because Kath's still thinking about the instant.
But you're
my body.
Thinking, this child's got to, it's going to have needs. And
100%.
You need to be able to provide.
Because I'm always thinking, I'm trying my best, positive, positive, positive. We're going to get through
nothing
this.
Nothing like that you can see in Cayman.
No.
So you're thinking, we're coming.
Well, we're moving home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my job's now gone.
And fate might bring you back home.
Yeah, so it's bigger than just a bed. It's everything. It proper sent me under.
Yeah.
And I'm not even, I can't even put into words how Catherine's feeling. Because she knows.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she's thinking about the rest of it.
Yeah.
Just thinking about what's it immediately happening.
Yeah.
But it's a fucking stressful thing to be going through. So anyway, we decide we're going to go to, and we do have the conversation, me and Catherine, and we chat about a lot over the next like 5 or 6 days, like every day. I had time off work and everything. We had to really talk about it.
Yeah.
And when I say I had time off work, by the way, what I mean by that is you still go in and do your radio show and act like the world's great. You just don't do the office job afterwards. So you leave at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And I was doing that a lot. And we chatted it through and we kind of were both on the same page. Let's see what they say.
Yeah.
But I don't know if this is achievable to do without going home.
Yeah.
Because at the time, I'm trying to think, actually, did we know? No, I'm really sorry. We only knew there was Down syndrome, the chromosome anyway, mm-hmm. and potentially lots of other issues. They didn't tell us. That was right.
Right.
And we found out at a later date that the doctor there, who's a lovely doctor, and I've met her so many times since through work things.
In New York?
No, in the Cayman.
Oh, right.
Was holding stuff back because she kind of knew what was coming.
I think sometimes with things like this, when you get a diagnosis, it's almost like they give you it in stages, isn't it? And you would think you can't do that, but I've watched that play out with people with serious illness, and you're sort of, they almost allow you to put the jigsaw bits together piece by piece. Maybe as humans, we're just not able to take it all in one go.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And I remember going to, because I remember the conversation with Kath. So anyway, we decided, well, what we didn't decide, we had to go to New York. Now, I don't want to sound like a, because this can come across really wrong, but we're now, I never dealt with insurance before.
Yeah.
And I find out that they don't, it's not free. You have to pay for everything and then claim it back. I'm like, oh, Jesus. I think if you ever booked a holiday to New York for the next day and booked 10 nights of accommodation the next day, it cost thousands of dollars.
And that's without the medical
care. Yeah. Well, that's just getting bills, there. Yeah. So that was just getting there. But we thought we'd get there, pay for everything, and then the medical would just be covered. That's a given.
Yeah.
So we're talking to all the medical people and the insurance people, and they're like, just get there, get it done.
Yeah.
So we have booked 10 days in New York because we've gone for the worst case scenario and we're going to have to stay because you can't fly once you've had an operation.
Yeah.
So, okay. So we're flying up there and I'm on the trouble and I'm not bothering with Kath for any of this shit because she's got her own shit to deal with. So I'm on the phone to all these people going, right, what's the crack? Are you going to pay for this?
Yeah.
We've only got this amount of days to get this shit done. What's going to happen? I need this on this day, this on this day. Anyway, they get us in and they do the amniocentesis, which in itself is fucking horrific.
Yeah.
And I'm just sat there with Kath and I'm like, and I can see what's happening. And obviously they cover her eyes, so she doesn't have to see it. And just all of it. It's just scary as fuck. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's all done in that Mount Sinai. It's quite a big hospital. And the PA for the doctor, or the surgeon person, comes back to us. And we're staying in this weird hotel with a little kitchen in it and stuff to save money. And they ring us up and they explain the situation to us. Can you come in to see the counsellor? So we go and see the counsellor. Because you can't do anything in America to see the counsellor. Mm-hmm. And the counsellor sits us down and comes out with everything. Because now they know.
Yeah.
And that's when we find out. So I apologize, I got it slightly wrong. Yeah. That's when you find out that, yes, Down syndrome.
Yeah.
Problem with the heart. Water on the back of the neck and stuff, which is a real precursor to other things and stuff. And again, I can't necessarily remember it all because I wasn't necessarily taking it all in. And they were like, I don't think baby's going to survive till the end of the pregnancy.
Yeah.
And if baby does survive, it will be really, really bad.
Yeah, really poorly.
And okay, I don't really remember much about after that conversation. Just remember the room. I remember exactly where we were. I could draw the room for you right now. But
did you want at that moment for them to take that choice away from you?
They can't, obviously, but they pretty much did. They spelled it out. They spelled it out. But they can't legally. Yeah.
After being everything you've ever wanted.
Yeah.
To then get it after being told you were never going to get it.
Yeah.
To then say, we're taking it away again from you.
Yeah. And it kind of felt like they all had their case notes.
Yeah.
And it kind of felt like they were all extra, oh, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Like everyone was like, oh, shit. Yeah. So it's kind of decided for you that that's what's going to happen. Yeah. Me and Kath had already had the conversation and we were like, horrific. There's no words to explain it, but horrific. And we were like, okay, let's do that.
Does it happen that day?
No, because you have to have it So we have the 10-day window. Mm-hmm. So we're telling everyone we have to go back to Cayman because the flight's booked. We can't afford to stay in New York anymore. So we did the amniocentesis the day after we got there. I think we got there on a Saturday night. So I'm putting a stupid post up. I don't want to tell anybody.
Yeah.
Look at us. Didn't expect to be in Times Square on a Saturday night. Yeah. So it's Saturday night. So this must be the Monday. Mm-hmm. So we had amniocentesis on a Monday. And probably Wednesday that we got the results for that.
Yeah.
So now we've only got about a week left. And I'm like, and she can't fly for 3 days after surgery.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, let's do it. Let me speak to the insurance company. Can't get hold of them. Don't want to talk to me. So I'll send them an email. And you've got a contact in the Cayman Islands. So you reach out the contact, leave it with me, I'll get back to you. Long story short, this went on for 2 days. But we're sat there in a hotel room, not knowing what the fuck.
The worst
thing. Not to do. And it's horrific that just sat there, knowing that she's pregnant right now. Yeah. And she's still fully pregnant.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're like, what?
It's a worst nightmare doing this. And she's being told we can't do it yet.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And you're in New York, you don't know anybody, you can't ring anybody, you can't spend time with anybody.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the room every 10 minutes because I don't want to have the conversation in front of her that are money-based.
Yeah.
Anyway, they turn around to me, and this is on email now, they've given up ringing me. Yeah. And they turn around to me and go, the insurance company, and the hospital are so helpful. Like, the surgeon's PA is like our PA. She's so helpful.
Yeah.
And again, I put that down to the fact they might have gone, These two are
about
a shit show. Yeah. So they turn around to me and go, we'll give you an answer tomorrow. Now, let me break down how this works. Amniocentesis happens in the morning.
Yeah.
You have to wait 24 hours. I don't know how it works. Yeah. I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm a doctor. But they do what they've got to do to start the process.
Yeah.
The process is now started. It needs to be finished
24
hours later.
Yeah.
So they're saying to me, yeah, go and get the I'm using all the wrong words, but go and start the termination. Sorry. And go and start it, and we'll let you know tomorrow. Are you fucking kidding me? You're telling me to send my wife to have a process started that you're not going to tell me yet is covered by insurance and is okay to do and blah, blah.
And if there are any complications or anything
all of
like
it, because that's the problem. If anything goes wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't point a word if you've never dealt with it before. Now, we got told the second you walk into the ER, it's $5,000. I'm paying that.
Yeah.
No one else is paying that. I'm paying that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if it's covered yet. And that's just turning the lights on in the ER. That doesn't include the day they start the process and all the people that are around you, because it's not a very nice thing to have done. And it's a team of people that do it. And I was in the room with her, and it's the worst thing I have ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, this can't happen. So in the end, you just decide. Well, I decided I won't say much to Kath. We're just going to get it done. And now we'll sell shit.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be fucking expensive.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's all ticking along nicely. And we go and get the process starts. And that day, I don't remember much about that day. I just remember going in and the actual moment. And then that was that.
Yeah.
And then still not got a call back from anybody. The hospital are chasing the company for me. Nothing. Anyway, nothing comes through. And we're like, we've got to go to the hospital. So because they knew we had to leave, they fitted us in. Mm-hmm. And fitting us in meant 6 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Get there at 5. So we got there at 5 o'clock. Bear in mind, it's happening now in her body. Her body is starting to do things. I get there at 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock in the morning in a New York hospital. It's just spotty kids. Yeah. They're on reception. They're not doctors. They're not the proper staff. They're just people that are learning a wage overnight.
Yeah.
Get there and go, hey, Catherine Kelly, to go upstairs. And he goes and pulls out the form and it just says, boom, big red letters, denied. I'm like, so what's the crack, mate? Insurance company haven't signed off. So what do we do? He's like, nothing. How much is it? And at the time, that part of the procedure was going to be something like $15,000. And I'm like, so what do I need to do? Well, I need to pay $15,000, mate.
Right, it
might have been more than that, actually, because it might have been 18, because I kicked off and I know the figure I ended up paying.
Yeah.
Right there and now. Pay it now, or she
and
can't
your
go upstairs.
Choice is, we just leave her here to bleed.
Yeah.
Or...
They don't give a shit.
You try and find a credit card online to put this on.
And to be... I can look back rationally now. I wasn't rational at the time.
No, you wouldn't.
Look back rationally now and go, it's just a kid. at 5 o'clock in the morning doing the overnight shift, not expecting this
no,
shit.
No, and, yeah. You know, greatest respect to you to be able to...
Trying not like that, to kick off at
but
him.
But full of emotion.
Shit,
trying
yeah.
to protect your wife.
And then Kath starts realising what's happening, and she's in pain now.
Yeah.
Because getting close to things happening in her body.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, a lady called Donna turns up. She's some sort of important person in the nursing staff,
yeah.
whatever her job was. And she's like, what's going on here? Because at this point, I'm starting to get a bit rowdy.
Yep.
She's like, what's going on here? I explain the situation. And she's like, but I explain the whole situation.
Yeah.
Please understand why I'm so pissed mm-hmm. off. And we need to get this sorted. The process has already started. I just need an answer. I don't have the money you want.
Yeah.
What can we possibly do? Can you ring the insurance company? Can you? I'm going for every possible permutation.
Yeah.
At this point, I'm now thinking, bearing in mind it's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's probably about 5:45 by this point.
Yeah.
Cayman's an hour behind. That's 4:45 in the morning. So anyone that I could ring, and I was going to do it. Like, we have our boss. Yeah. I'm pretty sure could have met our boss, who's a very wealthy man,
yeah.
and he would have helped me out.
Yeah.
I have no qualms about that. Anyone that we knew that had the money, any human,
yeah.
I could have rang you
yeah.
and gone, can you get your credit card out? I could have done it, but it was...
HMRC your... might have been a bit disappointed yeah. when it came to tax day, but yeah. I've absolutely given it to you.
But yeah. you know what I mean, though? It's like, the time frame, it's not, my brain's not functioning enough to work all this shit out.
And you're in New York and everyone else is
miles away, either in bed
times,
so
just the two of you,
yeah,
vulnerable in the worst situation,
stressing to fuck
of.
Now
bear thinking about.
So I was like, right, so I went through all my bank accounts and stuff and what I could get on. My card has stopped working because
mm-hmm.
I'd used it in loads of really weird places, like £2 for that
yep
can of pop. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I was like, the whole world's caving in on me. What do I do? And I looked at my Barclay card and I had £9,000 left on my Barclay card that I could spend. So I said to Donna, I've got £9,000 left.
Take
it's like
you.
An 18 grand bill. Mm. She's like, let me ring accounts. She ran accounts. She went, I'm struggling to get through to accounts.
Oh,
because it's 5:45 in the morning.
Oh.
I'm struggling to get through to accounts. But she's seeing now that Catherine's in a bad way.
Yeah.
And she's like, let me ring the head of the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
The head of Mount Sinai Hospital in New York City.
Yeah.
This is unheard of shit.
Yeah.
And the head of Mount Sinai basically says, how much has he got? Not just let her up. How much has he got? And she was like, he's got £9,000. That's about $12,000 US. Take it. So they took my Barclay card, charged what they could off that. But I'm like, we haven't paid out the day before. And the incentives, none of that's been added to the bill yet. This is just to get her upstairs for this procedure.
Is just the NHS.
But it blows your mind. When we got the bill afterwards and they break it all down.
Would this have been?
Unbelievable, yeah. So we go upstairs and they take her away. They whisk her away. And the doctor who'd done the start of the procedure yesterday comes over to me. I can't remember his name now. He's in my phone. We had great banter afterwards because he was a nice guy.
Yeah.
And he was like, I am so sorry. Because bear in mind now, it's like 7, 8 o'clock.
Yep.
We've missed our appointment. The whole day is screwed up for him.
Yep.
He's been waiting upstairs, kicking off, going, where is she? I need her now.
Yeah.
So they rush it. Literally, I don't even say bye to her. They just whisk her in and go, we're getting this done now. And the guy comes over to me and he's like so apologetic that this is the way that the system has worked.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, off you pop. Come back in a couple of hours. So I went to a coffee shop and just sat there on my own. Mm-hmm. They've just whisked. I haven't said bye to her.
No.
Just whisked her off. Shit. Anyway, I wait my time. I go back and there's a big TV screen. It says who's where,
mm-hmm.
and she's still in surgery. I'm like, this is going to be an hour thing. What the fuck's going on?
What happens?
Anyway, I'm sat there, and then the guy comes over to me. So I'm like, brilliant. Surgeon's come back out, and he sits me down, and he puts his arm around me, and he's just like, I am so sorry for everything that's happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he explained that they were one of the only hospitals in the country right now that was still doing these operations.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is quite scared because they didn't know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And he apologised about the money. He said, I know what they've done to you. I hear that your insurance company aren't paying out. He said, I'm going to waive my fee.
Oh.
And he would have got paid thousands of dollars for this. Yeah. I'm waiving my fee. A couple of the nurses that were in there are going to waive their fee as well. And we're going to get it down as cheap as we possibly can.
Yeah.
It's fucking mad. I'm doing quite well, to be honest.
You are,
with you.
Yeah.
And they explained to me that, you know, it costs £5,000 just to turn the lights on. The system is mad. And he said, I'll tell you why the system's mad. He said, because the accountants upstairs had a meeting with me the other day and they've decided that they're going to do flat rates for abortions to make more money, because New York's the only place to do it. So if this happened in 3 or 4 weeks and you had a termination, medical or not, it would cost you, I don't know, $3,000 or something. I was like, he was like, that's what we're doing, everything we can to help you out.
On the fact that
taking the piss.
People are struggling.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure things have changed now. But America's bonkers, by the way.
Yeah.
So that was that.
You get held if you miss us. You get back in your arms.
I'll get back in. Well, this is the worst bit that neither of us saw coming.
Yeah.
I basically went in to see her, and she's not great, obviously. And then they come along, and they
okay. Do you want to say it?
No, that's fine. Just
yeah.
I don't talk about it.
I know. We're usually very drunk when we talk about things. We've ever done this same.
No, they basically bought out. And I don't understand how pregnancy works and shit, because I'm a boy and I've tried to put it out of my brain for so long. Yeah. But they basically bought out footsteps. They took imprints of her feet. Oh, and they were proper human feet. Yeah. I know that sounds pathetic to anyone that's a mum or a dad, but it was just, in my head, it was 16 weeks at this point. We'd looked at all the books and the brochures of what happens and shit. It wasn't real in my eyes still. Oh, fuck me.
These were a little tiny feet.
Of an actual human that was our baby. They'd already had a name.
Yeah.
We knew everything about her.
Yeah.
We knew she was a girl at this point.
Yeah.
But fuck. And I think Kath had already seen it. Mm-hmm. But she wanted to show it to me. But, oh, fuck. That was the worst bit of the whole thing, because it made it doubly real that there was a little human inside her. You know there is.
Yeah.
But to see that was just like, shit. And so we deal with that, and we go downstairs and we leave, and then bizarrely, like, we love New York, and this is where the tree came in. So that very day we were just zombies, both of us, and she's had this operation, and they were like, go home, no, go straight to bed.
Yeah.
You know, don't pass go, one of them things.
Yeah.
And we walked from Mount Sinai's halfway up Central Park. Mm-hmm. We walked Battery Park that night. God knows how far that is. Yeah. That's too far for 1 minute. It's just had surgery.
Yeah,
but she was like, I don't want to go back to the hotel room.
Yeah.
I don't want to do it. So it took all day to get down there and all night and stuff. But we did. And I don't even think we spoke, just in your own thoughts and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's when we ended up going to New York, to Central Park the next day, because she couldn't fly. And we got the white carnations, and where we got engaged, where you were there, there's a little tree there, and Catherine just put, because that's like our spot where we got engaged, and she put some white carnations there, and now we go to New York every 6 months, and we go to that tree, and we put white carnations on, because neither of us wanted New York to get ruined. It's where we got engaged, and we didn't want it to be a dark place.
It was your place, wasn't it?
Yeah, and now it is more than you could possibly imagine, and Kath gets a bit blue when we have to leave New York, but I have never seen her like, she was uncontrollable when we left New York after that operation, because she felt like she was leaving Amelia there. We get home because you think you've got through all that shit, and then you get a letter from your insurance company going, oh, you chose to do that, so everything you've just gone through, we're not going to touch with a barge pole. And you see the final bill, and we're talking, oh, I don't know, 30, 40 grand. Absolutely ridiculous.
So
everything we said we were going to cover.
Insurance when you...
What's the point?
What is the point?
What's the point? And we got a lawyer involved and everything.
Yeah.
And they pulled it apart, and they took some off. Mm. And the ins and outs of it were, I probably finished paying that off last year.
Do you find that the financial side of it kept you ticking? Almost gave you
it
something.
It would have sent me under.
To push your anger towards. 100%. To focus on.
100%.
Yeah. I can feel that from you. And all this stuff was going on, but while that was happening, you didn't have to fully deal with that in your brain.
I had something else
you had a fight.
Direct at.
You could fight someone, and rightly so.
Yeah.
As a couple, like, I see you, thick as thieves.
That could have broke us.
That that's the ultimate challenge, isn't it? There.
Yeah, 100%. That could have broke us. We both say that.
One of you cheating or something like that. A situation like that you couldn't write. Couldn't write. It had so many ups and downs and twists and turns. To still find yourselves at the end of that. Mm. That's something special. Like you say, that could have gone the opposite way.
Yeah. I know lots of people that will break up after these sort of things.
For less than that.
Yeah. So, but no, it definitely drove us closer together. Mm-hmm. And just what a crazy, crazy sort of, but take the positives from it.
Yeah.
We got pregnant.
Yes.
We got to tell our family and friends.
Yeah.
And yeah, it didn't break us.
No.
So all worked out.
Oh, see? But,
and we're still in Cayman because we'd have been home now.
Yeah. You got two of them, they're proud of you.
Yeah, it was rough as arseholes.
Yeah. So proud of you. And that's why people go, oh, you went to, I remember putting up about going out there and no one knew why I was going out there.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you're wadded going back out the Caymans. Yeah. Like,
no. No. It's not as black and white as that.
Look at you going away without the kids. But this is why I say to people, stop commenting on stuff you don't know. Oh, look at you. You're away without the kids. You and Jay, you've had a great time, blah, 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 blah. But you know, judgy. And I'm sitting there thinking, no, we've put two flights on credit cards because our mates need us.
Yeah. And no one came. That was the thing. There was only three people that came. There was you and Jay and Catherine's best mate. I'm seeing this afternoon.
I know.
I think Catherine's different about that. She's not here. The only people that came. Yeah. And I can't put into words how hard doing that on FaceTime was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All I want, I even like, at this point, I've got no credit left. Yeah. But I'm even saying to people, listen, whatever I need to do to borrow to get you out here, let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Just come and just give us a loose. Just wrap your arms around us.
But the people that matter end up doing it.
Exactly.
So,
exactly, yeah.
Yeah, it was a tough time, but I hate to say these sort of things, but ever don't kill you, make you stronger.
Exactly.
God bless Kelly Clarkson.
Exactly.
So
talk to me about your highlights then. Your moments in the Cayman that you think would never have happened if you hadn't have gone. The positives that when you're 85, I hope, you're sitting there with me and you're going, do you remember that? Well, I can't believe that happened to me.
I work with lots of Caymanians who will steer me because I'm not a Caymanian.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I enjoy that. But work is work and I enjoy it, but it's work.
Yes.
It is different when you were here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was we always said this, it was our 6-10 posse and it was us against the world. And you're invested. Mm-hmm. I want everything to be brilliant.
Yeah.
I want to do that at Anfield. I want to do that at the side of the road at Christmas.
Yeah.
We want to be here. They would say, well, just take a microphone or a phone and do it on your phone for cash for kids. No, let's build an entire studio at the bottom of Edge Lane.
No one else would have done that ever. No one ever has.
Yeah.
And like we say, I've worked with loads of different people. You are a perfectionist.
I want it to be brilliant.
You're a techie geek.
Yeah.
And everything has to be 110.
Yeah. What's the point in doing it if you can do it half-assed?
You can do that now in your own right.
Yeah. Which is great because they love it.
Some people ask.
Yeah. You might get, like they say in Cayman, let's do this thing. And I'm like, yeah, great.
Yeah.
And they think they're just going to get someone with a phone rock up. And I bring up an entire studio in the back of a van and they're like, holy shit, we haven't done this before. Yeah, great. Let's do it that way. But it's great. But I think the things that I've noticed are, there's no way that me and you would have spent this quality time if we'd have still worked together or been in Liverpool together.
Never. And that's opened my eyes a lot with us.
Yeah.
Because I think so many people would go, no, they were together. It's a different level, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was something else.
Yeah.
So what does the future hold then for Dave Kelly? Are you ever coming home? Are you staying there?
I don't think we'll stay because it's too expensive.
Think you'll go somewhere else?
I think we'll go somewhere else. I don't think we'll come home.
So where would you go?
I don't know, America maybe?
Yeah.
I know where I want to go, but I can't get a job there. So I do Saturday nights on Nova, which is a big network in Australia. It's the number one metro network, but listen, let's not talk numbers.
No.
And it's awesome. And I used to like watch this radio station from afar going, oh my God, that's a cool radio station.
Yeah.
And I managed to blag a Saturday night national show on it. So I send it over and they play it out on a Saturday night. It's mental. National Australian radio.
That's unbelievable. So Australia then?
I'd love to do Australia. I keep ringing them though, saying, will you give me a job?
And they're saying no.
No, mate, there's no jobs.
I'll send them this podcast.
Yeah, send them it, please. Hey, Scott. please give me a job. Thanks very
much. What's the same name, Scott?
Scott Baker Smith is a guy that
Scott Baker Smith
that looks after me. Yeah, oh. And there's a couple of guys that look after the program and stuff. But yeah, please give me a job. Okay. But yeah, no, I'd love that. And Australian radio is bonkers.
You can do whatever you want.
Oh, it's so good. So the shows over there are obscene.
It's like Juice FM, circa 1990.
Yeah, Get Away with Murder.
Just do whatever
just fun.
You want.
Yeah, just fun.
There's not enough people listening to complain. Yeah. In Australia, it's legal.
Yeah, well, it feels like in Australia, radio's bigger than TV.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
TV's like Kyle and Jackie, they've got over there.
Huge stars.
And I look at the stuff that Nova's doing, like Fitzy Whipper and Kate Ritchie from Home and Away, from Home and Away. And then the show that I'm loving at the minute is Jason Lauren.
Yeah.
Like they're phenomenal. I look at that and go, that's what we were doing.
Yeah.
They genuinely look at it and go, we were doing that.
We were doing
they're
that
having a really good, yeah,
that.
Really good laugh and a good show. But yeah, no, I'd love to do that. One day, I just don't think it's ever going to come off.
No.
Which
I
is
know.
A shame.
It is a shame. But we move with the times.
Yeah.
We dodge the bullets and we change whenever we need to change.
Yeah.
And I think anyone who's listened to this who knows you or listened to us, I've got a totally different side of Dave Kelly.
Yeah.
You've got what I know, what I've always known. Because on the outside looking in, you were just this cocksure, arrogant, you know, why boy.
But that's
type.
The thing you do on air, isn't it?
That's not one bit in.
No, that's not how it is. And that's how you fit into it. You just, like there's times when you'll just be cantankerous for cantankerous sake.
Yeah.
But there's other times where you're completely wrong.
Yeah.
Crisp.
No, we don't do crisps. Crisp.
There's other times when you're completely wrong. No. Philia.
Philia. It's Philia.
It's not. There's not an extra
it's
I in it.
Philia. Nike.
All right, I'll give you that.
Ice lolly.
Beer. It's an ice lolly.
It's a lolly.
What
ice.
Do you call it? A cream ice?
No.
No, it's an ice cream.
Right, that's the end of the podcast.
No.
So much,
no, it's not the end of the podcast. You can't bring that up and then walk away from it.
Can we, when I'm with you in the summer in Cayman, can we record a podcast in your...
In my bedroom,
in your record
which is where
shoes,
I do
yeah.
national radio for Australia, in
yeah,
my bedroom.
Not there, because I've seen that. That's in the cupboards.
Oh, you want to do it at work?
Should we go into your work?
Yeah, why not?
We'll do a little live.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll go live on my Instagram and we'll do one in the studio.
I'm game for that.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Job's a good one. Yeah. It's done. It's a deal.
I'm sign me up.
August, early August.
Is that when it is?
Yeah.
It's not far away at all, is it?
Can't wait.
My God, yeah.
Love you to death. Made up your own. Well,
thanks
don't
for
having
me on your podcast.
Anytime.
It's good. And if you make any revenue from it, just remember a revenue share.
We're sponsored by Awesome Offers. Sadly, they only sponsor me, not you. So I'll buy you.
Well, they've seen me, haven't they?
And a paedophilias when I get the game.
Well, they don't exist, so don't worry about it.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool via ladiesofliverpool.com.